Yes, it's not Pentecost, but it is a third Sunday in a row sermon about the Holy Spirit. And I'm reminded a few years ago, reading what one theologian said about the Trinity, is that it's not an old man, a young man, and a bird. And yet, if you think about the Holy Spirit, we see it depicted as a descending dove. There are many names for the Holy Spirit. Franciscan priest Richard Rohr has a beautiful litany of the Holy Spirit in which he comes up with many, many names for the Holy Spirit, which I'm going to share many of today. Some will be familiar, some will be unfamiliar. I'm also going to be showing some photographs on this giant invisible screen here. You can see it from the back or the front or the transepts, so no worries about someone tall in front of you. And I do warn you that the photos are not necessarily in chronological order. This first one is of the disciples 1 week after Jesus' crucifixion. See how dark the room is? See the dejected disciples, their shoulders slumping? Did you notice in the foreground that heavy bolted door? They are afraid for their lives. They're mourning their friend's death. They're traumatized by Jesus' torture. In a moment, you can't see it, but in a moment, something big is going to happen that will change them forever. They will encounter Jesus in a whole new way. Not visible yet, they will receive the Holy Spirit, sometimes named indwelling presence. This photo is a God's eye view of planet Earth, and it's today with about a billion people all over the planet remembering Earth Day. Now, quite honestly, mentioning Earth Day with our present climate reality, well, it feels inadequate. Maybe it's a hopeless case. I mean, can we stop it? Can we stop climate change? That activist you see right in the foreground, he says, the climate has changed, and now it appears we may not be able to stop it, but we must do the right thing. The right thing is to act with all our power to make improvements and to hope. As one seasoned teacher says, fake it till you make it. And also this morning in Toothmarks, an experienced nurse said that it's in labor and delivery, which our scripture this morning alluded to, that groaning in labor, right when it seems like it's impossible, it's right before the baby is born. Now, hope that is seen is not hope. But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The Holy Spirit is invisible, but the name we may give to her in this photo is Overcomer of the Gap. Here's a photo from February 5th, 1969, at a beach in Santa Barbara. At the time, this was the largest oil spill in U.S. history. It's still the third largest. See the 6 inches of oil blanketing the beach and the dead and dying birds? See the high school student in the foreground? That's Kathy Morales. She's being interviewed by a reporter, and she's crying. She's crying because there is a loon next to her in convulsions, dying. Kathy's saying, "This is my life out here. I come out here all the time to watch the sea and birds and animals. I can't think of coming down here for a stroll again. I can't think of someday bringing my children here to watch and play." The Holy Spirit's name in this photo is God's Tears. This photo is a year later, 1970, partly because of that big oil spill in Santa Barbara. In 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson and others rallied 20 million people across the United States for the very first Earth Day. Children and adults and teens gathered to find ways to defend the planet. Groups that had already been lobbying against oil spills, pollution, freeways, the loss of wilderness, and the extinction of wildlife suddenly realized they had common values. They could work together. In 1969, it was unthinkable that some of these issues could be addressed. In 1970, the Environmental Protection Agency was established. And shortly after that, the Clean Water Act and the Endangered Species Act were passed. If you look really closely, you might glimpse the Holy Spirit in this photo. The name here is Through Seer. Now, hope that is seen is not hope. But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. This photo you'll probably recognize. It was taken on the other side of the building in the lower level of the education wing. It's early 2010. The pastor nominating committee at that time is discerning who to call as the next pastor head of staff. Except for short periods, the head of staff and the majority of preaching here had always been done by men. And now, for the first time in Westminster's history, the committee is deciding upon a clergy couple, the Reverends Beth and Greg Neal. See that chair at the end of the table? Resting in it is the Holy Spirit, sometimes called Wind of Change. This photo is from last year. These are our senior high kids on their mission trip in South Carolina. They're up on the roof. It's humid. You can see by the sweat. They are tired, but they're smiling with inner contentment. They have begun friendship with the owner of the house across barriers of economics and race. See those smiles? The Holy Spirit present here is sometimes called Great Bridge Builder. This photo shows the Holy Spirit working in a totally different sphere. This man is looking for a life partner. He's been dating online. After meeting some people, making some friends, being tricked once, falling in infatuation, getting his hopes up, being very disappointed, right now he's feeling discouraged and hopeless. But that friend next to him, the friend reminds him to live life fully, with genuine appreciation, without the imagined partner. Fake it till you make it. There in the voice of the friend whispers the Holy Spirit, known as wisdom. This photo shows a family sitting at their dining room table for a holiday. Notice the empty chair. This year, a loved one died. They are eating the traditional meal, but the food is tasteless, like sawdust. The house is too quiet. They are wondering if there will ever be a holiday as happy and full as they had in the past. And then one person shares a memory, and suddenly each one has a few seconds of the laughter, the smile, and the sense of that love that is still with them. See right there in the shadowed corner? That's the Holy Spirit, known as Comforter. Well, here are two photos. This one on the left, it's a barren Costa Rican pasture back in 1997. You see how there's orange all over the ground? Those are orange peels and orange pulp from a juice factory nearby. This was an experiment. The pasture next to it, or the picture next to it, shows you a photo from yesterday. It's the same 7 acres, but you wouldn't recognize it, would you? Because it's a lush, viney forest. This was an experiment that created 176% more biomass. That means wood grew from that orange pulp waste. A biologist ecologist says, it's not just a win-win between the company and the local park. It's a win for everyone. See what's flying from that leafy tree? It's the Holy Spirit, sometimes called a bird. This is a photo of 800,000 people taken on March 24th in Pennsylvania Avenue, standing shoulder to shoulder. These are teens, children, adults marching for our lives. See that teeny tiny stage? On that stage in the distance are teenagers and children, each who have witnessed horrific gun violence in their schools, in their streets, outside their homes. Despite shaking knees and churning stomachs, despite being accused of bad motives, of being actors, these youths speak with courage and clarity. They are demanding that human life be prioritized over profit and politics. This photo of 800,000 people standing for 7 minutes in silence while they remember the dead. This photo shows youth leadership continuing on, even when our attention turns away quickly from mass shootings. What keeps them going? The Holy Spirit shines here, sometimes named Truth Speaker. This is the final photo. And as you will see, it's blank. It's for me and it's for you. What appears impossible to change? What in our future is too frightening to look at? I invite you right now to look at the person on your right and look at the person on your left. Look behind you, crank your neck around, and look in front of you. Take a deep breath and know we are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with us to fortify, to inspire. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And we name her by many names: pure gift of God, eternal praise, warmer of hearts, space between everything, cloud of unknowing, softener of our spirit, deepest level of our longing, holy healing.